By the end of the First World War, the modern collection in the Dresden Paintings Gallery had acquired realist, symbolist, and other such works, but almost no paintings from the latest cutting-edge art movements, no Gauguin or Van Gogh, and only a few expressionists. Initially, Paintings Gallery director Hans Posse was powerless in the face of a conservative acquisitions commission made up of venerable art professors and Saxon's crown prince. But in 1919, after the collapse of Imperial Germany, that changed radically. Now the arts pages and Dresden's newspapers called for the gallery to be rejuvenated. Posse pushed through measures to replace the acquisitions commission with an advisory committee open to progressive ideas. Despite the limited finances available, he gradually built up a collection of modern art, starting with works by Kokoschka, Haeckel, and Pechstein. With these works, Posse shaped the modern gallery. Above all, from 1925, he could add major works by Munch, Kokoschka, Beckmann, and many others to the collection, initially also shown in the Semperbau in the Zwinger. Thanks to the civil society support of a friends association, it was also possible to acquire paintings by Klee, Kandinsky, and Chagall. Although such experimental works were only officially taken into the state collection after a probationary period of 10 years. The tide turned, though, after the Nazi Party came to power in 1933. For a long time, Posse had been attacked by blood-and-soil nationalist circles in Dresden. Under the Nazi regime, he gradually adjusted to the new conditions, taking down many paintings. In 1937, over 50 works were confiscated as degenerate art, paintings partly belonging to the State Gallery, partly to the Friends Association, and partly to the City of Dresden, which supported the modern gallery with loans. The following year, Hitler visited the Paintings Gallery. Impressed by Posse's expertise in works by the Old Masters, Hitler appointed him the special envoy for his planned museum project in Linz. For nearly 3 years until his death in 1942, the works Posse collected for the planned Führermuseum were mostly paintings looted from Jewish owners.